for my entire life, anytime I see photos from the 50s and 60s of young white students, sometimes in elementary school, middle school, high school, college, blocking black students from entering elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, colleges, all over the Deep South, and sometimes even beyond the Deep South, I always wonder, where are these people? Who are these people? What have they gone on to do? And it just so turns out that in 1957, as white students in Little Rock, Arkansas, gathered together to block black students from entering, there was one Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. And there's no better day than Thanksgiving, a day in which the Cowboys always play. To unpack and explain it, let's talk about it. I have a problem, but there is a solution. This is Sean King, and you're listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
Now, I had planned on just waking up early this morning and getting on here and telling you Happy Thanksgiving, Happy Holidays. And I might have said a snarky thing or two about the origins of Thanksgiving and just gotten back into bed. But I sat down here at the mic and I just started thinking about that photo of Jerry Jones, the owner of what's often called America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, with all of his fellow young white men protesting black students from entering a high school in Little Rock, Arkansas, all the way back in 1957. And for my entire life, I've wondered where the girls and boys, the young men and women in all of these photos that we've seen, I've always wondered, who are they? Where are they? What are they running? And how can we find them? And sure enough, it was just very recently discovered that in one of these old photos from 1957 is the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones, standing right there with all of his white comrades, blocking a black student from entering a local public high school. And so we know those bigots, those racists, those white supremacists have gone on to do many things, and one of them includes owning the Dallas Cowboys. And of course, when we talk about slavery, they say that's too long ago. There's nobody alive that actually endured it. We can't do anything about it. And so when we actually find a moment from our past where somebody is still alive, then they say, then they forget, oh, no one is still alive. And instead, they just say, it's too long ago. It's too far back. And ultimately, we talk about something from last week or last month, they say is too far. And yet here we are with the active owner of one of the wealthiest teams in all of sports was a bigot keeping black students from entering a high school. And it's been confirmed that is him, just to be clear. That's him. And here's the thing. Should somebody be prohibited from owning a team for something that they did in 1957? It's hard to say. But are you saying that he changed in 1958 or 1968 or 7? When did he have an awakening and stop being a bigot? Because the assumption is, oh, he did that in 1957, but what, he was a saint the next day? What, he stopped being a racist? So yeah, no, racists should not be able to own teams, particularly teams where 70 to 80% of the players are black. You have a black quarterback. The league is getting blacker and blacker and blacker. And there's a whole complicated reason for why that is. in essence, we're getting to the point where the only people that play football because of the damage it does to brains are poor people. And by poor people, I primarily mean the only people continuing to play it. The only families that are continuing to play it are black people and rednecks. Because wealthy people, wealthy families around the country have stopped even letting their sons play football. And so what has happened as the knowledge of CTE has gotten deeper and deeper, white folk have stopped letting their kids even play at this pace. Are pushing them into other things. And so with every year that passes, the league gets blacker, the quarterbacks are blacker. And here you have a white owner of a team full of black folk from the quarterback on down. And this man has a history of open bigotry. And here's the thing. There actually is a solution to this. And it's not an easy one. Solutions are never easy. And we could do this today if we wanted to. But there's so many things keeping us from doing it. I'll be right back. We'll have a quick word from one of our sponsors. And let me just give you a good solution that would solve so many of these problems. The breakdown. At the root of so many problems we experience in professional sports, like it was just determined earlier this year that the owner of the Phoenix Suns is an open racist. Obviously, we learned about the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers is an open racist. And now we're seeing this ugly history of Jerry Jones. And it surprises absolutely no one. I haven't yet seen a single person that's surprised. I haven't met one person that's like, oh, that doesn't sound like the Jerry I know. It sounds like the Jerry Jones that all of us know. You know, like, this is Jerry Jones. And the answer is we own our own sports league. We own our own sports teams. And black folk alone have enough money to start these teams and start these leagues, be it the NBA or the NFL. Because here's the thing. Now, the Cowboys are, you know, worth $5-7 billion. This man has gotten filthy rich owning the team. And it's almost completely out of reach for African Americans to own a team like the Cowboys at this point. And yet there's an answer. I mean, we could invest billions of dollars and own our entire league. 32 teams in 32 other cities. We can make it such that the fee to own a team is $250 million or $500 million. And all over the country, we could have teams. And it could be a multi-billion dollar league overnight. We could do this. There's enough wealth among black folk to do this right away. And so it's not a lack of resources. It's not a lack of knowledge. Because there are thousands and thousands of former professional athletes and executives and coaches that are ready and willing to run something like this. It's not lack of knowledge. It's not lack of money. It's lack of will and courage. We could do this. We should do this. We should stop having to play for people with a demonstrated history of hating us. And we wonder why Colin Kaepernick and others were never allowed back to play in the league. It's obvious. It's blatantly obvious. Listen, I want you to have a great day. I hope you eat something good. I hope you see somebody you love. I hope you know something that you're thankful for. I love and appreciate all of you. Hope you have a really, really great day. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.